Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Edward. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I must say I'm excited today to be here because it gives you me an opportunity to really do something, you know. And here's the difference between me and you. You know, the struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor is a case in point, one that holds a number of lessons for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war. It's a war over whether America and the residents of Benton Harbor would have clean, safe water, or they will continue to try to kill them. For more than 4 years, the residents of Benton Harbor has been drinking contaminated water, brushing their teeth with contaminated water, cooking contaminated water, making baby formulas with contaminated water. That's right. Contaminated water. And the sad part about this, they knew about it. They knew about it and did nothing. Because you're black. Who is going to go out of their way and help black folks? Black folks is not going to go out of their way and help black folks. That's right. Black people are not going to do it. Because they're going to be afraid that these white devils are going to get mad. That's the problem. The black people are intimidated by these devils. You see? You have to love life enough to struggle for progress. Everyone, your children, your wife, your cousins, everyone's future depends on this. We got to stop walking around here with this oppressor mentality. That's right. We got to stop walking around here in the city of Benton Harbor, in Detroit, Battle Creek, with this oppressor mentality. See, the oppressor mentality is when your ego become more important than the cause. That's right. You see, we're so intimidated by these folks that it's a shame. You know, the attack on democracy in Benton Harbor shows that the corporate power structure is determined to crush anyone who stands in its way. It is part of the process, which is underway in various forms. You got to remember this, and this is important to all residents, not only in Benton Harbor, but across the country. Black folks, we must change the way we do business. We're not doing what we need to do in order to be successful. We have to make sure that we are taking care of our future, of our children. You see, that's where we drop the ball. We're so busy caring about self that we have created a mess. Let me talk a little bit about Governor Whitmer for a second. Just a second. She's running for governor. Two Fridays ago, two state police officers, sergeants, came to my home, falsely accused me of selling water to South Bend. Well, They should have known better. They should have known better than that. Here's my reasoning. Do you believe in 1 second that I would travel 5 miles to sell somebody some water? And here's the bad part. I've been giving away water for over 4 years, you see. But this is what they do. It's just a form of intimidation, you see. And I'm blaming Whitmer for it. Because let's say she didn't know about it. If she didn't know, she should have known. She should have known. You know. And then let's talk about this sidewinder, this mayor we have here. He played her like a fiddle. You see, he didn't know who but he wanted to kiss. First Fred Upton, the Republican, one of the most racist individuals in the nation. Yeah, first one of the most racist individuals in the nation. And then he switched over to Governor Whitmer. Oh, he was kissing their butts. It was ugly. It was ugly. It was bad. But here's my take. Here's what I'm thinking. And this is me talking. I think that Fred Upton hired the scumbag mayor, call him Marcus Muhammad no more. He lost that title. He also got to mail his bow tie in. He got to mail that bow tie in. He can no longer wear that bow tie anymore. He's through. He's through. I think Fred Upton hired him to run as an independent so they can steal votes from the Democrats. Here's what they're doing. They're working together. You see, this is going to be a tight race for Fred, because it's a whole new district. This is going to be tight. It's going to be a lot tighter than you think. But he's trying to pull a rabbit out of the hat. That's what he's doing now. And the sad part about this, Whitmer and his mayor were seeing eye to eye. So what he did, he went behind her back and decided to run as an independent to take votes from the Democrats. If I was her, I would do something about it. I tried to warn her. She wouldn't listen. They wanted to come after me. First, they took the forklift, then called the media, which they lost that battle. Then they planted some water on the sidewalk and then called the media. They lost that battle. They didn't realize we had different water. Then they sent 2 state police detectives to my home to accuse me of selling fake water in South Bend. You need to do your homework first before you come to my house, because I'm not having it. And number two, which is even more important than anything else, they tried to accuse me of tampering with the water test. They was high. Yes, they were. But they also, DHHS also did some water testing in 2019, and it was over 700 parts per billion of lead in the water. They didn't tell nobody about that. They didn't never mention that to no one. They didn't mention that in 2019, the lead, the water tested over 700, close to 800 believable. We're dealing with a monster here. You guys, I know y'all went to school with this man. Yeah, I know. He wasn't nothing then. He wasn't nothing when he was a baby. But you have to take a stand and say no more. We can no longer sit back and do nothing. We can't do it. We can no longer sit back and do nothing. Unbelievable. 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 Well, anyway, let me move on to my first guest, and then we'll talk some more. God bless you. God keep you. And we will talk soon. Let me bring in my very, very first guest, the one and only, James. James, are you there? Talk to me.
Good day, Mr. Reverend Pinckney, Pastor Pinckney. You the only God-living Savior that's black. I know y'all got your problems. You're going to still have your problems. And I just about figured out why the city of Detroit really don't support Ben Harbor. And everybody's supposed to be black.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be black. There's no way on God's green earth Ben Harbor should not be the number one topic on any black radio station. Well, I'm sorry, not station. Any black station, they got all black radio hosts, male and female. There's no way. It is no way. That Oscar, how can that Oscar take the number one spot over black folks dying in Ben Harbor? Those two black men, one slapped the other, they multimillionaires. When you first announced Ben Harbor got lead in the water, nobody black that's rich paid any attention. So why do we support them? I don't understand this. And I heard it all day long on 910 AM radio station. I mean, unbelievable. From 6 in the morning, starting Monday morning, to 11 at night. Then the news took over, the regular local news. That's the number one topic. I never heard on the news about Ben Harbor. Never heard it on the news, 2, 4, or 7. Never have. Next morning, 6 a.m. again, Tuesday. Same thing again. You see what happened to Chris Rock? See what happened to Chris Rock? Look what Will Smith done. But they both is alive, and neither one of them where they live got laid in the water. How is it? How
I like
is
that.
It?
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, that slap, when he knocked the sweat off of his hand in Chris Rock's face, that little bit of water was safer to drink than Ben Harbor's water. I don't understand that. I really don't. It went all the way to Sunday. They kept talking about it. Right now, they probably still talking about it. I turned the radio down so I can speak to the real black fighter.
Mm.
We support every time a white cop or a white person killed anybody black. First thing come out of El Sharpton's mouth, we. See, we need to get away and do away with that word we, like they did the N-word. If they don't do away with the word we, let them bring the N-word back. They have to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure when George Floyd got killed, Ben Harbor residents supported that. I'm pretty sure they did. Now, they was offered $27 million before they even picked the jury. Never went to court. Unheard of. You going to mean to tell me Al Sharpton and what's the lawyer name, Crump? They get the percentage. They get a percentage, and they didn't send nothing to Ben Harbor to unload an 18-wheeler.
They get
a 33.3%. Right. Now, watch this now. National Network got a headquarters on the west side of Detroit. And if Al Sharpton don't know, because he don't live here, Sam live here. Sam know Reverend Williams is the president for National Network. He live here in Detroit. Why is it nobody want to head west on the interstate to go to Benton Harbor? Pastors, they get all this money. We need to do away with the silver suit. I'm going to tell you why. The citizens did not kill George Floyd. But why they have to pay that silver suit and they didn't do nothing? The police don't have to pay it. So who benefits from it? Of course, the family's supposed to benefit from it. But Al Sharpton and their lawyer don't. They shouldn't benefit from it. It's always we. And when they get that silver suit money, we. Now, we don't hear we no more. The we's don't get none of it. The protesters, they don't get none of that money. They don't.
That's yeah, then you're right.
Problem. And I'm pretty sure after they got that money, Al Sharpton went to the restaurant like he always do. He'd go to the hair salon and get a freshen up on finger waves, and I bet he tipped them real good. I bet you he'd do more tipping money in a week's time. He could have paid for a hollow. And these callers, they killed me, a lot of the females. They will call all of these shows and never once say, hey, what about Benton Harbor? They won't. Now, some of them will get on your show, and they got the right to, and they'll talk about Benton Harbor. But when they leave your show, I hear them on other shows never mention Benton Harbor. So I'm going to come to the conclusion. There's over a half a million black residents live in the city of Detroit. They don't own not one grocery store in the city of Detroit. It's more grocery stores in the city of Detroit than rats and roaches ever had babies. Now, the owner of these stores, which is the race of people that they are, we know who they are, because nobody black owns any of them. They go home. They can go home in bad weather, a snowstorm. They will not take no meat out of their store home. I see them in Costco, Sam Club, Kroger's, Meijer's. That's where they buy their meat. Now, when they buy the meat to put in their stores, they buy it in bunks. I know they get a hell of a discount, but they won't eat their own meat that they're selling to blacks in the neighborhood. That is our problem right there. That's what done tore our brain up. See, y'all got lead in the water. We got no good meat. For some reason, they won't eat it. I used to see this one guy, they'd be out there protesting at these stores. See, I told him, I said, hey, what y'all doing? Man, they're selling rotten meat, spoiled meat in the neighborhood to black folks. I said, what? So I parked. Yeah, I got on my phone. This was 2 years ago. I called Sam. I waited. I told him what was going on. You know what Sam told me?
What?
We'll discuss that at a later date. That's another topic. See what I'm saying? See? See what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, Joanne Underwood, I know you heard of her. Good girl, good girl,
yes,
good girl. She the only female, the only radio host. Well, she wasn't a host. She was a guest once a week on Sam's show. She always talked about these young women coming up missing. Some of them, they shoot them up with hair on, got them out there on the streets working. And some of them you never see again. Somehow they got out, getting out this country. Now, they had two callers call the show one day and spoke about it. And they named the race of people. Sam, so hold it. Can't talk about that. They changed the topic. About 2 months ago, it made the news. A white woman kidnapped four little black kids. They're on their way to school walking. She ran a red light. So the police just happened to be, I guess, at the light or something. So they pulled a van over, four little black kids in there. She just done kidnapped. So now, it made topic on the black radio host. They got 50,000 watts. 50,000. It's less than 49,000 and less than 51,000. That topic didn't last 3 days. Then it come back on one of the hosts. You know what she said. The police said that's the first time that woman ever did that. So I said, why can't we say that's the first time she got caught? I said, all they got to do is back the cameras up. The whole city been under surveillance over 20 years. Bag it up from the time the police pulled that over, and you will see when that woman first got in that van.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard nothing else on these shows, no more about it. So who are we really protecting? We're not protecting our own peoples. Now, I'm going to tell you this. A black kid and a white kid will go to those two races. A black kid can be talked into coming to somebody that's white, because that's really all they ever seen. They can bribe them with candy or money or anything.
And remember this, their parents teach them that white is right.
Mm-hmm. But see, that white kid will go to a black stranger too. All they got to do is show them some candy or give them some money. That ain't the problem. No black kid, no white kid would ever walk up to a foreigner that they don't know.
Yeah.
But these foreigners will pay them black and white people to get these kids, and that's what's going on in the city of Detroit. See, they don't want to tell it. So now, Joanne, for some reason, Joanne was always hot on the case. She's the only black person ever brought it up. Now, they give her a job downtown Detroit. She can't talk about it no more, and no other black host brings up that topic. Now, another host don't even live in Detroit, don't even live in the state of Michigan, but he got a talk show on the 9-10. I listened to his show too. A black woman come on his show one Sunday morning. She talked about what's going on in St. Louis. All of these kids coming up missing. Some of them, they be out on the streets, prostitution. They fill them with drugs or something, got them out there. He said it. The politicians, they know about it. They ain't doing nothing about it. Police, too. So she give out a phone number. I write it down. I called her. And I said, you know, we got the same problem here. I said, there's a woman named Joanne Underwood. She's hot on the case. I give her Joanne's number. That was right after the mayor won the election this year, I believe. That's when they give Joanne another job. You never heard Joanne on the 9-10 no more talking about the kids missing, the young ladies missing, teenagers. See, so who is black radio really protecting? See, we have became, our race have became the most evilest, wickedest, I can't say human beings, because they label us as three-fifths of a human.
Yeah.
We are more wicked than the white man. Every time that mayor wins, when they show him on the news, it'd be about 12 to 15 people on his side and around him, all black. So if the callers say the mayor is against us, and you see all these black parading the mayor, they're against their own race too.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Harbin needs help. Ben Harbin needs help. And I hate to say it, I'm going to support you more than 100%. But it ain't going to do no good. But I'd rather go down fighting than to go down being a professional.
Right.
Than to go down being a professional bootlicker.
James, listen to this, James. This is important, because we still just don't get it. And then we cry, somebody, they done this to us. They doing this to us because we allow them, you know. You know, you got to love life enough to struggle for progress. Everyone's future depends on it. See, people don't know that. People don't know that what you do today. And remember, I always say this, and this, to me, this is important. If you are a sellout in my community, I'm not cutting your hair. If you are a sellout in my community, if I own a grocery store, I'm not selling you no food, not even for your children. I'm not doing it, you know, because you don't have enough respect for your children. I can't have no respect for them either. But I will lean towards them, but only because of him I won't. And I wouldn't even let them pump no gas in my community. But we got to change, man. We do this, and we do the same things over and over and over again.
Well, see, Reverend wow. Pinckney, Reverend Pinckney, it ain't that. It done come to the point black folks really don't care no more. They really don't, because they always come up on the short end of the stick. There's mm-hmm. no way you can have, let's just say, 50,000 blacks calling in on this radio show, and there's only about 12 radio hosts altogether. The host's supposed to be supporting the callers. The callers is the one having the problem, not the radio host. I bet you there's not one radio host live and got vacant houses on their street or in their neighborhoods. It's the callers telling what's going on. Oh, let me get this before I forget. We wouldn't have never knew about Lead in the Water and Ben Harbor if it wasn't for you. Now, this new radio host that replaced Karen Weaver, he had some guest on there trying to say he's helping Ben Harbor. But when he said he support the mayor in Ben Harbor, we know, well, I can't say we. I said then, he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
I said it. No other caller calls in and said, hey, what about Reverend Pinckney? That's how we learned it. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the problem right there. Now, watch this. He was 26, I think. He said he's 26 and a half years old. He got the perfect life. He did this. He did that. He's a city he's a, what they call a state representative in the city of Inkster. I know they ran his background. Come to find out, he got arrested last year in April, driving up 96 West in the right lane. Then he gets in the right shoulder, still running the speed limit. Then he shoot all the way back across the whole interstate on the media, driving again. Like to hit the wall, but he didn't. People's calling in to the state police.
Uh-huh.
Now, state police come pull him over. EMS come. They asked him for his license, registration, proof of insurance. Anything y'all think I'm lying, it's on YouTube. Y'all can pull up everything. You can see it. Ambulance there, but for some reason, they got the back door open. They got a female on the stretcher inside the EMS. They don't show to everybody putting her in there, though, but they announce it. Now, they asking him what's going on. He said, well, I'm a state representative. But he drunk now. They can smell it because they're talking mm-hmm. to him.
Yeah.
So he says, call Gretchner. He's telling them to call him the governor.
Mm-hmm,
the guy
mm-hmm.
is. They ain't doing, the police, they ain't got to. So they asked him again for his ID. He said, nope, I'm not going to show you. So they go to arrest him. Now there's a struggle. They wrestle down to the ground. Now they show the clipping back in Livingston County Police Station. All these police is running out, getting in their SUVs to go to the scene because he's struggling with the state police.
Mm-hmm,
finally,
mm-hmm.
they get him secured, handcuffed, get up. They says he had open liquor in the vehicle, a gun in the holster. I mean, I'm sorry, a gun in the cup holder. He had his pants pulled all the way down, not just pulled a little bit. You got to hear it, all the way down. The passenger had her pants pulled all the way down. So that means she didn't have a dress on.
Mm-hmm.
But they never said who the passenger was. They said she's in the EMS because when they got there, she was throwing up. I wonder what was going on. Didn't we ever get the truth? See, 19 cover up all the damage that's being done to black people. But we support them, but they don't support us.
There you go.
I mean, you got to see that. That couldn't have been that long. So I wonder what the hell mm-hmm. were they doing, too? Both of them got their pants down, and he all over
yeah.
the freeway. See? But let him tell it every morning. He set the example for the young youth. You should hear some of his callers.
He is setting an example, things that you should not be doing. That's what he said.
But watch this. Now all on the talk show, everybody calling, he should get a second chance. He should get a second chance. Watch this, Reverend Pinckney. If you go on YouTube, you will see he's 26 and a half. When he was 23, he got pulled over in Dearborn. Drunk driving, liquor again. See, that's what that was already his second chance then. See? But they don't tell that on 910. And guess what? He's a reserve police officer. What example is he really setting? Now when you call his show, if he got a guest on there, he'll tell you, callers, you got 1 minute to talk. Then he'll tell the guest, you can take your time answering the question.
I love it.
We are being damaged by our own race. They don't just look like us. They are us. They make more money lying and keeping their own race of people down. Not one radio host, not one caller ever told any of these hosts, why don't you get Reverend Al Sharpton to go to Ben Harbor? They won't.
No.
Why don't you get Jesse Jackson to go to Ben Harbor? Why don't you get Maxine Waters? Why don't you get Martin Luther King, the third son? See, for some reason, they only get together to do what Al Sharpton. And I find it awful strange. I grew up listening to Louis Farrakhan.
Mm-hmm.
He was almost like Muhammad Ali. Never would shut up, but they spoke the right thing, said the right words. How in the world they can shut him up and let Al Sharpton just speak? How is it?
Mm-hmm.
Al Sharpton ain't going to help nobody black unless you get killed by a white person. That's all they do. They are covering up that 6-year-old baby got executed. Less than 1 mile outside the city of Detroit. From January to right now, they done had about 5 incidents with these Arabs doing wrong, and the black radio host won't even bring up the subject. They had a barricaded gunman in Warren shooting through the walls of all these stores. It was an Arab. You think 910 talked about that? But they'll tell you, stand up, black man, stand up. Black woman. No, we're going to sit down just like you sitting down, radio host. See? I mean, it's just unbelievable. They own Detroit. They got more. These Arabs got more used car dealerships than they actually got liquor stores in the city of Detroit. Dealerships all through the neighborhood.
Mm.
And they ain't even selling the car. They ain't selling the car because ain't nobody buying them. They're too high. So what the hell is really going on? So this is why Detroit cannot get together to help Ben Harbor. We can't even save our own self down here in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
They covering up everything going on in Detroit. And they live in Detroit, the radio hosts do.
Wow.
I hear about it tonight. See, they listen to your shows. I know they do.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have Wayne and a guy named Andre. They was black radio hosts on the 910. But they let everybody speak their calls. They didn't discriminate or nothing. After the election, they got rid of them two. So now all you hear is these Democrat radio hosts. So you're only going to hear one side of the story. Say I made a statement one morning. Somebody's stealing our callers. No, that somebody is respecting all black people. See, Bakerley called and cussed that 910 radio host out on the air. See, they wanted that man off the air because he respected his own people. You had some Democrat callers who called in, tried to make him cross over. He said, just say what you want to say. And that man never hollered, even when Bakerley cussed him out. He tried to talk to Bakerley. He never raised his voice at him. Bakerley raised his voice just like Sam. But that
you
guy
Bakerley actually cussed him out?
On the airwaves. See, unbelievable. The other radio host named Andre, he would come on at 7 p.m. People would try to trick him. Well, are you a Democrat or Republican? He said, I'm not telling. It shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
So they took him off the air, too. See, they took him off the air. Stuff here is no good. I went into one of these meat stores one day to get some table salt, some sea salt. I go to the meat counter. They had all this T-bone steak, pork roast. They had it stacked up in a row instead of laying down. I looked at that meat. All the blood done ran to the bottom of the packets. I sneak and take a picture with my cell phone. I'm going to call Fox News when I get out. You ever seen beef meat and pork meat look just like fresh liver? That's right. I took a picture of it. I told Fox 2 News when I got out there in the parking lot. That was 2 years ago. Fox 2 News ain't showed up yet.
These stores in the neighborhood.
They've been replaced. You used to have A&P, Farmer Jack's. You had a couple of Kroger's. For some reason, all these stores left at the same time. But who purchased these stores? The Arabs and the Chaldeans. But they won't eat their own meat that they're selling to the public. They won't eat it. See, that's what's killing black Detroiters in Detroit. Y'all got lead in y'all water. We got contaminated meat. See,
I can see that.
So if you ever come down here to Detroit, bring your own food, Reverend Pickney. Just like if we go to Ben Harbor, we got to take our own water.
Black
politicians. Oh, let me let you in on this. I haven't heard this shit on the 910 show either. Thursday, I believe, last week, a 12-year-old kid shot and killed another 12-year-old kid in South Carolina in school. Now, they probably won't cover that up now because they listened to your show and they heard what I just said. But then again, if they ask them to meet in the hood, they won't talk about it anyway. Black people in the city of Detroit, they are so used to being nothing ever done for them. And it started from the top when we never had black politicians in Congress. Now we got them. They look down on us. They don't do nothing for us. See, it trickled down to the black civil rights activists. They don't do nothing but lie. It trickled down from that to the black radio hosts, I asked my friends in other states, do y'all have a radio talk show? They said no. I said, we got one nonstop, 6 in the morning, 11 at night. And they is not for the citizens. I told it on one of these shows 2 years ago. You had an 18-month-old baby shot.
All right. James, I got to bring in my next guest. But hold on. I want to talk to you before we leave. Hold that thought. That's a good thought. Let me bring in my good friend, Dr. Tan. Dr. Tan, the one and only, the hottest working doctor in the whole wide world. I don't know nobody who works harder than him, and he's a hero in my eyesight. So you people out there, stand back and let Dr. Tan talk. Talk to me, Dr. Tan.
Thank you, Honorable Reverend Pickney. It's so important. It's so important that what you're doing. And let's go back with the young man. The young man, if he gets the history right with the work of Dr. Claude Anderson, and he'll tell you that what we had is 103 politicians. And with that 103 politicians, we were able to push forth a civil rights bill, but that was actually written by whites. The next thing that we have to look at is that now that we have over 9,000 black politicians, we haven't accomplished a damn thing, a DAM thing. And what we have to do is look at the economic indicators. We need to look into the incarceration rate, and we'll see in the housing rate, and we'll see that we've actually went backwards. And what the history shows is that it was the grassroots, and it had two movements, the civil rights movement and the human rights movement. The civil rights movement with Dr. Martin Luther King, the human rights movement with Malcolm X, and then they moved forward. And after the assassination and the passing of the Civil Rights Bill, Martin Luther King went from civil rights to human rights, because civil rights allowed you to use public facilities, guarantee you human rights. That's why now in 2022, going to 2023, African Americans, descendants of enslaved Africans, black people, are still considered three-fifths human. They are still considered subhuman and on the level of animals. That's why it's hard to persecute them for murder, because you're not murdering a human being. You're murdering or destroying property. And in 1705, they had a bill called the Casual Killing Act, which was protecting white women, because white women were sometimes beating their slaves to death. So they were the number one abusers of killing of slaves, of enslaved Africans, were often the white women. And in the Civil Rights Bill, the white women did not fight for the Civil Rights Bill, nor did the Arabs fight for the Civil Rights Bill, nor did the Hispanics fight for the Civil Rights Bill, nor did the Chinese or Asian fight for the Civil Rights Bill, nor did the Indian fight for the Civil Rights Bill. All of those turkeys now are trying to use the Civil Rights Bill to get benefits and have gotten benefits, when the Civil Rights Bill was only supposed to be for the descendants of enslaved Africans, for the black people or the Negro of America. They wind up adding white women. And so 85% of all minority contracts are going to white women, not the black skin people, but the white women. And then what you need to understand is that most of the black women who become educated also suffer post-traumatic slave disorder and are not looking at pro-family. And what you have is some of these organizations that are asking for black support. Black Urban League are doing things that's detrimental to the black family, because they're talking about single-family homes or just mother with children homes, and that mother cannot make that child by its own. There had to be a father. So instead of promoting black family and housing that's for the black family, they want to put the women against the black men. So you got women being pushed against the black men, and then you got the woman being told that she's a double minority, a woman and a minority, so that she takes preference over the black man. This is all an attempt to eliminate the black family, eliminate the black race in the United States. And what you have to understand with the whole nonviolent movement, you know, we were nonviolent, but white America was violent with us. That violent white America is still violent with us. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had a George Floyd. We wouldn't have had a Trayvon Martin. We wouldn't have had a Sandra Bland. We wouldn't have had a Breonna Taylor. So there's nothing that is nonviolent about European America. And before I even go there and talk about today's two white boys fighting, Ukraine and Russia, they just fighting. That has nothing to do with us. We still need to learn how to fight for us. So when you go back to that civil rights movement, and you see that they were violent against us, we never got together to be violent against them. You don't have a history of black people going out hunting down white people. You don't have a history of black people going out lynching black people. You don't have a history of black people going out and lynching by bullets of black people, of white people. You don't have a history of black people going out and trying their white children as adults. You don't have that. You only have that directed towards us. And so when King switched from civil rights to human rights, they killed them. So what you have to understand, the last 2 years of Dr. Lee King, when you read the work of Travis Smiley, you'll find out the black churches turned against him. Whites had always turned against him. House Negroes turned against him. They only loved Dr. King after he's dead. They only loved Malcolm after he was dead. They only loved Jesus after he was dead. Otherwise, when they were alive and pointing out their flaws, that's why they didn't love him. That's why you have people here in the city, when you're pointing out what was wrong, you pointed out the lead, you pointed out the judicial injustice, that's why they treat you like Christ, not loving you now, but down the years, 10 years down the road, when you're gone and when you got 100 years old and passed away, then they're going to love you then. But at this time, when you're pointing out truth in a time of darkness, truth is offensive. So that's where we are. We have truth being offensive in a time of darkness. And what now to be a politician means you have to lie. You got to do many tricks. And before, we only had one black politician, and that was Adam Clayton Powell, who looked out for the people. Adam Clayton Powell, and we had one black senator who they made him resign when they wanted to kill a lot of blacks in the Desert Storm, and he refused to allow our troops to go in the Desert Storm, so that you wind up stepping down. But none of the blacks now for self. And what Dr. Claude Anderson pointed out, that brainwashing isn't torture. Brainwashing is when you take the group mentality and make it into an individual mentality. Instead of looking out for the race or the group, you start looking out for the individual, and then you give them little trinkets, apples or candy bars during Vietnam and Korea to make you turn against your other troops. And what do we have now? We let black people, they give them a little lunch or a dinner to make them turn against black people. We scratch them on the head, pat them on the back, make them look for black people. Anytime you see black people being praised in the media, that has always been a sign of notorious manumission, that they have been bought out, sold out, and traded out to be against their race. So you don't have a black politician standing who's against his race. You have Bobby Seale now, who was a Black Panther, who whitened up, and now on his deathbed, now he's trying to get the lynching bill passed. But all they're saying is that they're saying it's a hate crime, but there's no mandatory imprisonment. There's nothing to go with it to give it any strength or teeth. Same with the George Floyd bill. The George Floyd bill is not going to make mandatory imprisonment or remove qualified immunity. So these are bills that are introduced by blacks, rewritten by whites, and so we wind up not going anywhere. And getting a holiday does not do anything significant to cause us to be able to reestablish communities. Right now, majority of all black people live in neighborhoods. A neighborhood is where you sleep. A community is where you can go work, where you can go do housing, where you can go to groceries, where you can do laundry, where you can do everything that's needed, and you don't have to leave. It's what a community is, what we had during segregation. Dr. King was never for integration of everything, but Dr. King wanted was equal access to resources. Dr. King wanted equal access to resources. You are lying when you said he was an integrationist. White said that because King wanted you to still have your own businesses and stuff like that, but to be able to get supplies that you need so you can get it at a discounted rate to get access to education so you can have the same opportunity. That's what King was more of an equalist than an integrationist, but now they want to distort how King was. And that's why King said, Dr. Martin Luther King said, I'm afraid I've integrated my people into a burning building, which was America and its integration, because black people started giving up their businesses to spend money in white stores, and the white stores got richer and richer, and the black communities got poorer and poorer.
Wow, that is huge, Doctor. I love when you quote Dr. Claude Anderson. Tell us, what are some things we should be doing?
Well, Dr. Claude Anderson is an expert on that. Black labor, white wealth, black labor, white wealth by Dr. Claude Anderson, and more importantly, Powernomics. By Dr. Claude Anderson. He was actually the only highest-ranking black man to actually run a presidential campaign and get Jimmy Carter elected as president. No other black in the history of the United States has done that and has been at the level of Dr. Claude Anderson. So what we have to do is first deal with the issue of loving black. And what we did, we abandoned our blackness and we abandoned our children at the same time. When you see the violence that you see right now, that's because of adults. Every single politician, every single adult, every single grandparent right now, that we are guilty because we did not fight for our children. We did not give them the black self-esteem that we got exposed to in the 60s and 70s. We let that slide by. When they're talking and hurting, we didn't listen to them. We don't even know what's going on with them. They're now, the women now are acting like gangsters. The men, the young boys have been doing gangsters, And you have black entertainers perpetuating that. You have Tyler Perry making movies that encourage black men slapping black women. Now, here he's going around a dress, wearing a dress. So he's not showing that he's been pro-family. So what you have, movies like Power, Empire, these other things, we're telling these, but all of these movies were written by white people saying how black people think and look and act. None of them were written by black people. And we did not make sure that every black child goes over the Black Panther that Marvel put out with Chadwick Boseman to give them self-esteem. We are neglected. If you have not watched that Black Panther with Chadwick Boseman at least 7 to 10 times, especially with your children, then you are hurting your children, and you are a traitor to your children and a traitor to the black race, because we have to make sure that our children get positivity, positive images. Right now, everything is negative, and you're not feeding them that. You're not telling them, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. You're not telling them the love to hear. You're not telling them that they come from kings and queens, lawyers and doctors, scientists and engineers. You're not doing that. And what the children said about you, the children said this about you on the radio, and they said it again last Wednesday. All you care about is your weed, your drugs, your dancing and partying. You are not showing that you care for the children. The children said you are not there, meaning us adults, we are not there for them, and we're not there for consistently. We're not there just to take a selfie with them and do one little thing in the neighborhood, and that's it. No, we have to stop playing those games. Once we know what we've done wrong, then we can change up on things and do things right. So that's what we have to do. That we are the adults. We have to make the change. We have to admit that we screwed up, that we got tricked, we got suckered, we got bamboozled, and now we got to try to save the family, save the children, save the infants, and save our teens who are being sent up to prison as adults. So we got to change. We got to make a change and start speaking up. And we got to call out the house Negroes, which are the same ones who tricked us to get on the slave ship. We got to call out the house Negroes that set up Fred Hampton, like William O'Neill. We got to call them out. The Nation of Islam spot was just raided in Grand Rapids. All of a sudden, they had always been okay, but then you have people coming in there who are playing both sides of the fence. Don't you know that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton both confessed to being FBI informants? And they don't let you go. FBI is like the mafia. They don't let you go. FBI means find blacks and incarcerate, or faith-based initiative. Faith-based initiative, making our pastors sell us out.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, that speaks volume, you know, when you're listening to it. And here's something that, you know, I hate that the mosque got raided and stuff like that. Maybe we got our own William O'Neill right here in Benton Harbor, who's under the title of the mayor. He might be the William O'Neill. We don't really know that. But, wow, that is truly, truly amazing. But look, Doc, I really enjoyed you today, but I got to let you go. Let's talk soon, because that is huge.
God bless you.
All right. All right, my brother. Wow, that was my good friend, Dr. Donald Times. He laid it down. I tell you, he talked about William O'Neill. Oh, unbelievable. But look, I don't have a whole lot of time left. I just want to talk about Occupy the PGA. May 28th, starting at 10 o'clock at 275 Pipestone. Everybody is welcome. We got to show up and show out. I even would like a person to strip and run across that golf course. I tell you, this is so huge. I love it when a plan comes together. So don't forget, this is very, very, very important. May 28th, starting at 10 a.m., we're going to meet at 275 Pipestone. Occupy the PGA. Stolen land. Contaminated water. Something got to give. Here's something people don't know. They don't understand that these folks don't care nothing about you. They don't care nothing. They don't like you. And don't even get the impression that they like you. You want to take a selfie with somebody who really don't like you. I mean, to me, that's, you know, we got our own William O'Neill right here in Benton Harbor. Our very own William O'Neill. Occupy the PGA starting May 28th. We're going to be doing little stuff during that whole week. But look, this is crucial. So we want people to come. and enjoy themselves. Bring your friends, bring your family. We're going to just have a good time occupying the PGA. So be careful and have a good day with that. But let me, I want James to just tune in a little bit on what my good friend Dr. Tyne was saying. Do you have any thoughts in reference to that?
Yes, your good friend, he did not make my day. He did not make my week. He did not make my month. He made my lifetime. He told the truth. And I would really like to meet him. So I like to meet him someday. But let me say this before we get out of time. I would like people to go on YouTube, go to Struggle Jennings, Catherine Curtis. They have a video, and it's called, and they're protesting, God, come back now. We need you now. We've been dancing with the devil. These is white folks. They're telling the truth on the government, and they're not prejudiced. They're not racist, because on some of their videos, they got black folks that have joined them. Facebook won't let them call, Twitter. They're telling you, only on YouTube. Every white boy, they got tattoos. You better listen to them. They talking about the black that sold out to Hollywood. Go on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Type it in. You're going to see every white boy and the black boys going to unite with them. They trying to unite. This is what 910 is not telling you. Go on there.
Well, 910 needed to redirect their thinking. Well, one of the things I want to make sure, I want 910 to come on May 28th down to Benton Harbor to occupy the PGA. I want them here. And I don't want to hear no excuses, no nothing. I want them in the city of Benton Harbor ready to protest this golf course, the stolen land, the contaminated water. We have to stop these folks before it's too late. It's getting to be that way. That's why it's crucial that we come together and occupy the PGA and let these folks know that, you know, we're not intimidated by them. See, white folks, one thing about them, they believe that black people are scared of them. You scared to death of us. You know, you're going to do what we say or else. You're gonna do it or we're going to do something to you. Yeah, they're going to come and do it. They're going to do something. They're doing something to you now. You just don't know it.
That's right.
They're doing something to your children right now. You just don't know it. You know, look, why, you know, a lot of guys talking about, oh, I ain't been to prison. Oh, you in prison right now. You know, they don't even know that they're in prison, most of these black folks.
That's right.
They walking around every day, walking these streets and bars all over them. They can't go no further. That's as far as they can go. You know, it's unfortunate, but in reality, it is what it is. So we got to continue to do what we do and keep it moving, stay focused, and make sure that we're on top of our program, James, because we got to change. I think when you have a talk show, a person should be able to come on your show and talk about anything he wants to talk about or she wants to talk about. I think that's how, you know, I shouldn't be trying to control what you're saying. If you got something to say, I should be here to listen so you can get your message out, because that's what the radio is for, to get your message out. And I think that's where we at right now today.
Well, supposed to be, but when you got all black radio hosts and they playing both sides of the fence, I wouldn't let them come to Ben Harbor because it's going to be sabotage if they come.
Well, I got that under control. They ain't going to sabotage nothing I do. You can almost bet your life on that. I don't let people come out. I'm going to let law enforcement, I don't let none of these folks sabotage anything that I'm doing, because if I'm I'm no better than they are. That's how I look at it. So we got to stay focused, do what we got to do, stay on top of everything, occupy the PGA May 28th, starting at 10 a.m. Hey, James, I'm expecting you to be here, so take care of your business.
I'm going to be there.
James.
I'm going to be
there. All right.
Spread
the word. Yeah, right, bro. Look, we ran out of time again.
Like cold on ice.
Amen. God bless you, and we'll talk soon.